Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me this morning, I have the Executive Director of the ARC. I have Kathy and Craig here. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Well, I know we've got a lot to talk about. The Journey of Hope is coming in July. So Tashana or Kathy, who wants to take it away?
I can go over some details, and then Kathy has been doing this for way more years than me, and she will have lots of things to share. So I'll just give the dates and kind of that information, and then I'll let Kathy talk about like who the Journey of Hope is, how long they've been coming, and those kinds of things.
Perfect. That is great.
Awesome. So July 7th and 8th is when they'll be here. They're always here the Monday and Tuesday after the 4th of July. And so this year we have a pretty big team. I think there's 30 guys. So they ride across America and spread awareness about disabilities. So while they're here, we host them for 2 days and we just try to have a lot of fun activities to do for them. Some of those things will be on July 7th. We'll do a big welcoming when they come into town. We'll do that at Borders and in Suites down on South Locust. So you can go down there. You can welcome the guys to Grand Island. And then we usually do a little speech down there. The mayor sometimes comes or someone from the city and welcomes them. The police escort them in. It's a really fun time for everyone. And then we have some lunch and hang out for the day and do some things just with the guys. And then that night we have a concert by Rascal Martinez. So he will be at the Elks Lodge and starting at 6 o'clock, and he will play music for 2 hours. The cost is $20 in advance or $25 at the door. You can get those tickets by checking out our Facebook. I'll get them uploaded on there and our website, and then also you can always drop off money at the ARC office out at Bob Salem Mobile Homes is where our office is located. And I'll get all that information on Facebook, how to get a hold of me if that none of that works for you, those kinds of things. So we look forward to having a wonderful crowd for that. He does fantastic. He's so much fun, and it's really fun with the guys, and we always do a dance off, so that's exciting. And then on Tuesday, we have breakfast, and then we go visit the different providers, and they get to spend some time with the individuals doing an activity and hanging out. Then we have a big picnic for lunch at Resurrection Church, so that'll be about noon. Anyone's welcome to come to that. You bring your own lunch, and we hang out, have lunch, and then we'll go to the bowling alley and bowl for the afternoon. And then on Tuesday night, we head back to the Elks and have another dance. So our DJ will be there. He's been our DJ for years, and he takes requests, and he's a fun guy. So come visit Bob. Then on the 8th, back at the Elks at 6 p.m.
This is amazing. And boy, is that a lot. That's a lot of activities, but it sounds like a blast. So, Kathy, tell us what you know about the Journey of Hope.
Well, my son Craig and I have been greeting them for 33 years.
And I'm not that age.
They started coming to Grand Island. It was one man did the solo trip from Colorado. He was from Colorado, but he started in San Francisco and rode across the United States to Washington, D.C. Then the following year in 1989, there were, I'm not sure how many, but more Pi Kappa Phi fraternity boys did the ride. But Grand Island is a halfway point for them. They look so forward to coming here and spending a couple days.
What is their final destination?
Washington, D.C.
Hmm. Oh, and when do they expect to be there?
It's the second week in August.
Hmm. Oh, wow. So it's the hottest parts of the year, riding a bicycle across the U.S., but you, great, amazing towns coming across all that. I mean, they must see some beautiful country and beautiful people.
They certainly do.
So what do you and Craig do?
Well, we go out by John Deere, and that's where they come into Grand Island from. They stay at Minden, Nebraska the night before, and they ride here, and then the police are there, and they escort them down to Borders on South Locust, and that's really memorable for all of them to get a police escort.
Oh, yes. So, yes, especially if the sirens go off. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they actually stop the traffic on 281 down by Case IH for
them. They do.
That's a big deal for the boys.
Do you like that, Craig?
I just talked to him.
Yes,
you of just course. Talked to him. Oh, yeah. But, I know you like to ride a bike too. So,
but some of the officers, well, most of them have been doing that. They stop the traffic, you know, yeah. so they can get across. So, and yeah. usually there's about well, with the crew that travels in the vans and takes care of the guys, there's about 40 total. So there's about 30 bicyclists and then so the crew.
That's a lot. And that to come into this little town, I mean, I say it's a little town because we're under 100,000, but still, I hope everybody comes out and greets them now. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us, Kathy?
Let's see. Yeah, for 2 days, they get to stay in the motel, which is exciting. And then we get to feed them all kinds of local Nebraska food. Like,
who doesn't love local Nebraska food? Craig, do you like Nebraska food?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always make sure they have runzas when they're here.
Oh, my.
Yep. It's usually the first time they've had those. And we have a lot of really great sponsors. So speaking of Runza, Runza always provides some food for them. Dairy Queen, both Dairy Queens donate Dilly Bars, Sonic donates slushies, Tommy's donates the breakfast the second morning. He has a wonderful breakfast for them. Just so many sponsors and so many people helping us take care of these guys for 2 days. So we're just very thankful for our community.
And all the other businesses that we get gift cards from.
Yeah.
Like the Walmarts and
Super Savers,
so we can get water and
Gatorade.
Well,
let's shout those out. Okay, Super Saver, Walmart. Who else did you say?
Sam's Club, Hy-Vee, provides gift cards so that we can get some of the food for them. And then we're working with some other places to provide some of the meals. We haven't quite set those in stone, but we do have Dairy Queen, both Dairy Queens, both Runzas, both Sonics on board, and Super Saver, Hy-Vee, both Super Savers, both Walmarts, Sam's Club. So we've got quite a group of people helping support
and
them.
Tommy's Restaurant.
And yeah. Tommy's, well, this
can't forget
is
that morning breakfast.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's let our listeners know what this is again and when it's happening. And so nobody has to miss out on it. So go ahead.
Yeah, so the Journey of Hope are a group of a fraternity that rides across America to spread awareness about disabilities. And we are the midway point. They stay with us for 2 days. And we really take a lot of pride in that. A lot of times they're sleeping on gym floors and bunking and those kinds of things. And so we always provide a nice hotel for them and like spend the couple days here kind of recuperating. And then we send them off for the rest of their trip. But while they're here, we have, for the public, we have a Rascal Martinez concert on July 7th at the Elks. It is $20 in prior or $25 at the door. And then on Tuesday, July 8th, we have a community picnic at Resurrection Church at noon. So you're welcome to bring your lunch and come have lunch with the guys. And then that evening, we head back to the Elks and we have another dance.
Oh, I love it. We're going to have a dance off.
They have plenty of food.
I love it. Plenty of food. Amazing people. Craig, can you say hi to everybody?
Say
hi. Hi.
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to be there, too. All right, everybody, I want to thank you for coming in this morning and being on the Public Affairs program. And to our listeners, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you to you.